Hi, I'm Warren Moore. I'm professor of English here at Newberry College, and this is today's devotional. It's based on the Beatitudes, as have been the previous ones in this series, and the one I chose was from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verse 4, and I'm using the King James Version here, the Authorized Edition. And the text is, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." The other day, I was filling out one of those getting to know you surveys that you find on social media from time to time. After revealing my affection for chocolate pecan pie and the color blue, I was asked to name my favorite holiday. I realized that my answer had changed over the years. Like most kids in our culture, my favorite holiday was Christmas. Seeing my grandparents and cousins, having big Southern-style dinners, and of course, getting new toys. All of these were things I loved, and I loved the excitement and happiness I saw around me, and the sense of hope that went with it, that the world could be saved by someone as unlikely as a child in Bethlehem. I still love Christmas, but with the passage of time, I've come to love Easter even more. You see, as we go through our lives, well, we lose things, and even worse, we lose people. Friends, family, even the things in us that make us who we are, all of them go away from us, so we go away from them, whether suddenly or slowly. And we feel those losses. Some of them are loud, others are quiet, and others may diminish in emotional volume over the years without ever entirely disappearing. But those people, those things, those pieces of ourselves that we attach to all of that, they go and we miss them. My grandparents, my parents, the closest friend of my childhood and others through the years, they're gone, except in memory. And if that were how the story ended, it would be dark indeed, and the hope that came with Christmas would be a lie. But today's Beatitude, and the Easter holiday we celebrate, reminds us that the story doesn't end there. It may pause, just as the world paused for the 3 days from the Passion to the Resurrection, but it doesn't end. Christ rose, and in that, he offered us the promise that we shall rise as well. And so will those we love, and we will have each other again, not only as we were, but better and unceasing. I've had Christmases, the joys of opening the gifts of life, the relationships, and the companionship of reuniting with people we love. I trust I will have others. But now, when I think about the people and other gifts that I've lost, I might feel those absences and mourn them, as is natural to do, but Easter? Easter tells me that the loss will be restored, that the joys God enables us to share with Him and with each other will return, will renew, and that all of us who mourn will be comforted. If you'll pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your promise of comfort for the mourning and for your return that proves it as we celebrate it under the name of Easter. We offer this in the name of your risen Son. Amen.